Hey, it's
Pastor
Neil.
Oh, shit. That turned on fast. Anyways, here's the intro music. We got a new intro.
Pastor Pussy Pressure, Kenny.
Shalom, hello. Shalom, hello. Shalom, hello.
Shut the fuck up. Poopin' pigs. Shit pigs. My penis is no concern to you. You know I've got ED. Okay, big whoopee-doo.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Pastor Veal Show with me, Pastor Veal. I really hope you enjoyed that intro. That was called OK by Kenny Fishman. You know, Ken and I had a very, very, very interesting chat last night about the name of the show. BBF did show me the documents. We had a lot of documents just laying out there on the floor, just, you know, saying that I owned God's Rainbow Ministries, or didn't own it, but BBF had given me permission to use it, and Ken was not happy with this fact. In fact, I want to play you what Kenny told me last night. This is what he said to me. You just won't believe it. It's very vulgar. It's unbecoming of a pastor. I would never talk this way to anybody. Nobody in my parish, nobody who's upset me. The Christian method is to turn the other cheek, okay, folks? It is to turn the other cheek. This is what he said to me. I want to turn this all the way up so you can hear it. Here we go.
You 5'1" piece of fucking garbage. You couldn't do shit, okay, to me or anyone. You stupid motherfucker, okay? You like eating shit, okay? You know what? Go get fucked, okay? Why are you a piece of shit, okay? Why are you garbage? What is wrong with you, you sick son of a bitch? What is fucking wrong with you? Okay, you are such a retarded motherfucker that you should be fucking in hell. That's where you belong, is in hell, motherfucker.
In hell is what he says. He also called me the R word. I don't say that word. I think it's ungodly to say that word, but he called me that. He said that to me in Discord voice chat yesterday. He was very, very, very upset. And I also want to say hello to Mike Hunt in the chat room. We also got a 111. In the queue who hasn't raised their hand. If anybody wants to raise your hand, I know we're late tonight on the broadcast. That's because BTR does not let me do shows between the hours of 6 and 9. But Ken was very, very, very upset with me last night. If anybody would like to call in to discuss this, please, please do. I'd really appreciate your chatter with me. Ken found out my gamer tag yesterday, which was deeply unfortunate. And he's probably now going to try to find me in the video games I play and destroy me. And we all know that he sits around all day long and does nothing. But anyways, I have a question from Donnie Baby. Why did I change the name to God's Rainbow Ministers? That was actually a typo. I meant to name it God's Rainbow Ministries because we're keeping the name. Ken has sent, he's reported me to Blog Talk. Donnie, would love to have you call in. I'm going to ping you in Discord. We can chat about Ken. How can I get Donnie in there? DC2. We'll ping him in Discord. Call in. I hate doing that. Johnny said, nice intro. Thank you very much. I put that together 30 minutes before the show in Audition. I actually have a lot of files on here. I don't know if these can come through via my laptop, though, because we do have a lot of sounds of Kenny being very upset with me. He's just livid. Very, very sad. Very sad situation. Mike Hunt, why don't you call in? I don't want to hear my mouth babbling for 30 minutes. Let's play that intro again, just so we can hear that, because I'm quite proud of that.
That's the fucking pressure, Kenny.
Shalom, hello. Shalom, hello. Shalom, hello.
Shut the fuck up. Poopin' pigs.
You got a 111.
My penis okay, is no concern to you. You know I've got ED. Okay, big whoopee-doo.
That's the song. We're gonna take a 111 caller here. 111, I'm trying to get you on air. And 111, you are on air. 111, who is this? Who am I talking to?
Shalom, brother. DC2.
Oh,
how you doing?
Donnie, I'm so glad you called in. I was hoping you'd call on the show. I'm sorry it's so late. I hope I didn't inconvenience you or anything.
Oh, no, my girl just passed out, so I'm good, brother. Yeah, I was worried that you changed the name of the show, you know, for Kenny, and I'm glad it was just a misspelling because I love the name. I think about this show as the real God's Rainbow Ministries, not that fraudulent show that's hosted by Fraud Fuckman, excuse my language. This is the real God's Rainbow Ministries. I want to call in and show support, brother.
Amen, and you missed the fireworks last night. Let me tell you, Ken got super upset. I don't know if you heard the clip I played earlier of what he told me. Do you want to hear that again, or did you hear it?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't heard it. I would love to hear it. I'm sure it's very godly.
Yeah, no, it is. It's truly indicative of this man's definitely a pastor.
You 5'1" piece of fucking garbage. You couldn't do shit, okay, to me or anyone. You stupid motherfucker. Okay, you like eating shit? Okay. You know what? Go get fucked. Okay. Why are you a piece of shit? Okay. Why are you garbage? What is wrong with you? You sick son of a bitch. What is fucking wrong with you? Okay. You are such a retarded motherfucker that you should be fucking in hell. That's where you belong, is in hell, motherfucker.
Do you believe he said that?
Lord have mercy. Was he talking to you?
Yeah, he was talking to me. He was just super upset. And hello, Cobra Jeff. Glad to have you in the chat room, Cobra Jeff. Yeah, he was talking to me. He's very, very, very upset that BBF gave me the rights to use the name of God's Rainbow Ministries. Like, he can't stand it. He's super upset.
I don't understand why he said you were 5'1". That's very specific. How would he know something like that? I know you're not 5'1", are you, Pastor Veal?
No, absolutely not. I don't know how he got that impression. I think Tony Farrar probably told him that. I'm 5'10". I'm not a man.
I think he might have been transferring his feelings about Tony Farrar onto you, brother. I think he was just...
Oh, man.
Because he can't yell at Farrar, because Farrar beat the shit out of him. I'm sorry, Pastor Bill. It's your show. Got to keep it going. Beat the crap out of him. So he was yelling at you, but he was really yelling at him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a man in pain. He gets put in that kennel daily with the helmet on, and he might have had poop in his helmet that day. Who knows? We've got some more callers. I'm going to pick up on 111. They'll be on with you. I'll mute him if he's loud. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
And my medium
today. I'm having a phenomenal... What's that, Kent?
I said hello to you and to CBT.
Amen, brother. What's on your mind tonight, Kent? I was hoping you'd call in today. Did you hear what Kenny told me?
I indeed did hear that. But you must know that the reason he says that is because Victor is 5'1".
Tell me more about this Victor. I don't really know who that is.
Victor is a 16-year-old that lives with Kenny. And when they take their frustrations out on each other, sometimes he is the sub, sometimes he is the dom, but most of the times he is the bitch. And that's what he likes to be told. So he's pretty much telling Victor, Tony, and Dominguez, what he wants them to tell him. and treat him like a bitch, my son. That is it.
Amen. And you always, you know, he's always been your bee, so to speak. He got you coffee all those years ago, right?
Indeed, he did. And when he wouldn't do it right, I would tell him to leave and get out of the room. And when he would come back and still not get it right, I would tell him to try it again. Third time, that is when I had to ridge hand him and roundhouse kick him and then lock him up in a cage and make him wear his helmet so he's here at home, because that is what he does. You see, I have compassion for people that are mentally ill or mentally retarded, like Kenny, my son.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother. That's a good thing. And, you know, Donnie's been looking after Ken for a long time, too, just like you. You had the circle of trust with Ken, Donnie, and breaking it and breaking it.
Yeah, he's like a dog that needs a shock collar, man. He just always get in trouble. He don't listen. He lie all the time about literally everything. He don't know the Ten Commandments. I mean, I can go on for days. He stole a dead man's ID. He went to jail. I mean, he's got a swastika tattoo. I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, that's really all you can say. Lord have mercy. God have mercy on Kenny's soul. He is not a good person. His man friend is Gay Boss Hog is not a good person. And I'm just glad that you started a show. I'd like to help supplement your show so you can do a longer show and do it literally at the same time Kenny does his show, if he ever does a show again, which he might not. But, yes, he's a very bad person, Pastorville. Yeah, he's a very bad person. And, you know, this is the real God's Rainbow Ministries. I just want everybody to know that. Amen.
Yeah, and I can list the Ten Commandments off my head. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall make no idols. You shall not take the Lord of your God in vain. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery, which Ken is violating daily. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And you should not. And you shall not covet. Think about butt stuff, so to speak, which, I mean, didn't Ken think about butt stuff all the time, even when you were with him at Mount St. Mary's?
That is true, my son. But in the book of Zephyrs, you're forgetting one commandment that Kenny does remember, but he doesn't follow, is thou shalt not be a bitch. And that applies to Kenny personally. Because he is a constant B-I-C-H.
Amen. That's how you spell it.
Pastor Neil, can I just say one thing? For the listeners out there, I just want to point this out, that Pastor Neil, unprovoked, just did something that Ken hasn't done in 5 years, and that is state the Ten Commandments clearly and audibly so we could understand them without clicking anything. There was no clicking in the background. There was no okay, trying to stutter his way while he clicks the Google. I just want to point that out. We got a real pastor on this show, not a fraud. He ain't a fraud. I just want to point that out. That's why you should listen to this show, to all the people out there that might, you know, be 50-50 on whether or not they should listen. 100% you should listen. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, Ken had the audacity and the gall to call me a fraud yesterday. He said I wasn't a real pastor and that my name was my gamer tag, Chris Crispy. He said, you're Chris Crispy. You're not Pastor Veal. Well, I am Pastor Veal. I'm here in the flesh, and I'm here to bring you to the Lord and bring you to God. Amen. We've got another caller on a 111. 111, you are on the air. Who is this?
Hey, and one thing, this week I'm not going to say a word. You know how I feel, but I'm not going to say a word, but I will say one thing right now. How about them Cowboys?
I did not like that caller.
Yeah, that caller was sort of lame. I don't know what he was trying to get across there.
I do know that we have the most listeners that we've ever had on this show. Kent, how does that make you feel? You're finally getting listened to and not hung up on by that B-I-T-C-H or however you spell it.
Well, it makes me feel a little warm in the back and a little tight in the front of my pants, if you know what I mean. But nevertheless, what I do want to say is that I want you to be careful. You see, Kenny lives in his own little world. When I formed Chosen One Ministries, and when I formed Fishers of Men Ministries, and when I formed Heaven Gates Ministries, and even the GRM before he gave it to you, and before BDF bought it, I'm the one that put it in Kenny's head. And when I was the dean at Mount St. Mary's, and Kenny thought he had a doctrine from there, the whole time it was me. Kenny emulates and emancipates me. And he will do the same to you. He will be
Amen.
Obsessed with you. Very, very obesely. So that
Amen.
Is dangerous.
We're going to give a ring. Oh, continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Dr. Dell, my son, I just want you to beware. Because as they say, back in the day, Socrates was still alive. The proof is in the pudding.
Amen. We're going to give a ring to a special guest caller right now that Johnny Baby suggested. We're going to dial this number up here. If that works, do I just have to place the numbers in this way, or how do I do that exactly? Oh, that's a premium feature. Sorry, Johnny. Unfortunately, I cannot call Ken Fishman to ask him what he thinks, but we do have a 111. And if this is just a person playing an audio clip, I'm going to cut them off. 111, who is this?
Hello.
Who is
That's
this?
Johnny.
This is Johnny?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Is this the real GRM?
Johnny, what's up?
I'm calling for the real GRM. Is this the real GRM?
Yes, this is the real GRM. We are the real
Thank
true
God.
GRM.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained that your show title, your station title here, God's Rainbow Ministers. I'm glad you explained that was a typo. Hopefully you'll fix that soon.
Yeah, next episode that should be all fixed and ready to go because we do have the rights to the name. Benjamin Buford Fontaine was so nice to bequeath it upon me. Bequeath.
Did you say queef?
But, you know, I did not say queef. That is ungodly. I would never say such a thing as Q-U-E-E-F. I think that's how you spell it.
Ow!
I would never say that.
Can I ask you too? I
what?
Was going to ask Kent how he spells that word, that bequeathed?
Yeah, bequeathed.
I would like to know
you
how Kent spells it. He's always a good speller.
I was having a slight chuckle as you all misspelled the word queef. But it is spelled Q-U-I-E-F.
Oh.
I before E, my sons. That is the rule. But it's okay.
He learned that in his math program.
That is right.
Johnny, did you have a question
Amen.
For me, brother?
I just wondered if you think the Cowboys can hit 50 points tonight.
Johnny, I don't like that question or your tone. Okay, I want to make that clear. With that said, I think it is possible, yes.
Amen.
Amen. And do you see the Lions really kick butt today, too? That was awesome.
Who?
Against
the
Lions.
Matt Ryan just got sacked again and fumbled, and the guy's going to return it for a touchdown. Johnny, you speak of the 50 points, and you did, brother. It is now 53-19. The Colts getting embarrassed on national TV. It's my favorite pastime, brother. Woo-hoo. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry.
We're
going to
have 33 points in a quarter, Dallas.
Oh, God, please shoot me. My team getting embarrassed on national television. I'm sorry.
Again.
Amen, amen. Johnny, you're such a prophet.
At the GRM 1.0 house right now, they're watching this game, and they're pretty happy because they're all a bunch of Cowboys fans. They're watching the Cowboys and doing fucking suck.
Hey, use godly language on the show. Godly
they just
okay.
playing
fellatio
hot
and
dog,
penetration.
Penetration. Hide the hot dog better.
What?
Throw the hot dog down the hallway, Johnny. That's how we say it on this show, brother. We keep it PG.
Amen. Where Ken is throwing the hot dog down the hallway for his live-in man lover, Tony Farrar, I believe his name is. Tony Furtado.
I call him Gay Ball Tog.
Furtado was very upset with me, too, by the way. You know, Furtado. Yeah, Furtado tried to. Apparently before the voice call yesterday where he said all those mean things to me, he said, oh, Pastor Veal is a piece of scum. He's a scumbag. He's a fraud pastor. Farrar is just off his rocker. If Kenny did not have Farrar, I think Kenny would be in a much better place. I think everybody could agree with that. Amen.
What is a bag of scum?
What is a what?
A bag of scum.
I really couldn't explain that to you. My vision is the top of pond scum. What do you think it is, Kent?
Bag of crumb. Of cum. Of scum.
A bag of what? Male ejaculate?
Can you mute him, please?
Who, Johnny?
Yeah,
Vaughn,
mute him.
Brother?
He's being very ungodly.
You're being very disrespectful to me right now, Johnny. I don't like it. That is absolutely not Listen. Kent. Kent is a good man, a godly man. He would not torment me with such things on this show. Knock it off, Johnny. It's
Johnny has been muted, and he hung up the phone because he's very upset. He hung up.
I don't like that. That's very ungodly. This is not a football show, Johnny. It's a godly show.
It's a godly show. So we're going to ask Kent here. So, Kent, did you ever, and excuse me for asking this, have premarital intercourse with Ken Fishman? He talks about it all the time. He says that you two were lovers at one point. Is that true?
Well, I hate to admit this, but as you're all aware, I lived as a gay man for 2 years. And when I was incarcerated, I had to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But when I had to teach Kenny a lesson, and the rich hand didn't work, and the roundhouse didn't work, and backhanding didn't work, I did have to put my pants down, pull out my big, massive, envious penis and in his man vagina in his anus rectum that is a scientific term, and I had to do that so that he would be appreciative.
Why does he say okay so much?
Because
of what?
It reminds him of someone penetrating his anus rectum, and that is what gets him his jollies.
Amen. I didn't know, you know, he just talks about sex so much on the show. All he mentions is butt stuff. He said that even Jesus did butt stuff. I don't know where he got that idea from. But I guess I could see why he went for the horse then. Do you remember that when Ken meant Dominguez?
Yes, I remember that. But you see, That was Kenny being Kenny. Almost the same thing he did to me. You know, Kenny roofied me one time, same way he did that poor horse. And same way he gave that horse Viagra, he didn't have to give me that because I walk around erect. I have a constant tent pitch, if you know what I mean. But when I was roofied and fell asleep, Kenny jumped on his anus rectum on me before I thought I was punishing him. But give it a day or two, and it brought him pleasure. Can you believe him? What a gay man. What a pervert he is.
Amen. And, you know, we pray for him daily. We pray for him daily that he gets the help that he needs. And, you know, he's put raccoons up there, and old Banjo went the way of the dinosaur, and Ken's, I guess, as you would say, because it's a scientific term, anus rectum. Is that how you say it?
That is correct, my son. Anus rectum.
Anus rectum. Yeah, Grover's pet raccoon went up there. I guess they put a little cheese. We got a 111 caller. 111, you're on the air.
That's Colbert. That's Colbert call.
How about them Cowboys?
Grover, are you watching at Haven for Hope?
Yeah, down here at Haven for Hope, they got an 84-inch 8K stream up here on the wall. It's 54-19 right now. I think the Cowboys might hit 60.
I don't appreciate this call either. Everybody calling in talking trash about my squad being terrible on national TV, it's very hurtful. It's very hurtful. I'm a godly man. I'm going to keep it godly. But it's very hurtful to kick a man when he's down, especially a man that hasn't had his penis run over by a train, and that would be me. You, sir, have, so you need to be quiet, stop talking trash about football on this show. I don't like it. It's a godly show. It's a godly show, not a football
Amen.
Show.
Donnie, I'm very sorry that you're being harassed and harangued over the Colts right now by a litany of people.
This is very
Johnny.
Disappointing. My first appearance on the show, and it's a train wreck. Pardon the pun, Grover. It's a train wreck, brother. Just trying to speak the word of the Lord with Pastor Veal, and got all these people calling in with tomfoolery and chicanery. It's not funny at all. Getting upset. I'd have to get a Colt 45
Amen.
And a pack of Newports. Sorry.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor Veal. I apologize.
Who is this caller? He better not talk about the Cowboys, or I'm going to put him on mute again. Who is this?
You hung up on me before. I don't appreciate it. You put me on mute. That's the same thing as hanging up on me.
I apologize, Johnny. I did that. See, I admit it like Ken. We've got 45 seconds left. We're going to go out with this intro.
Pastor Pussy Pressure, Kenny.
God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Shalom, hello. Shalom, shalom.
Okay.
Shalom, shalom.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. Who's the big shit? My penis is no concern to you. You know I've got ED. Okay, big whoopee doo.